Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With life comes risk.
Oh, yeah.
The goal in life, you want to make life as long as possible.
Sure.
Is to mitigate that risk to the best of your ability. Mm. Do things that won't hurt you, maim you, kill you. And that was the center of a discussion we had about this very popular rec sport about 2 weeks ago. But one man, Tommy, says we're wrong.
Oh.
Not only are we being bitches, we are not living life the way we're supposed to.
Sometimes you just got to make a move, baby.
Well, Tommy, what is a life without risk?
Got to go for it.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago, right before, Tommy, you got back from visiting family.
Yeah.
We discussed a new study that came from the pickleball world. Kimmy, you remember this?
Yep.
So it turns out eye injuries in pickleball have skyrocketed.
The eyeballs?
Eyeball injuries. Between 2022 and 2024, there were around 3,000 severe eye injuries to recreational pickleball players in America.
So they're just getting hit in the socket with a pickleball?
We're talking broken bones, blindness. Yeah.
How big is a pickleball? What's its size? Is
it like a softball?
Right? Oh, is that big?
Is it that big?
Oh, I thought it was like a tennis ball.
252 WCMF. I know it's bigger than a tennis ball.
Okay.
It's bigger than a tennis ball.
Okay. Oh. That's a whopper.
I thought it was like kind of tennis ball size, but lighter.
I thought it was a light softball
size. I hear it's roughly the size of your eye socket. Okay, so they're getting hit.
So the study was done by a medical journal that specializes in eye stuff. What do you call that? Ophthalmology?
Eye doctor.
Yeah. So even more alarming, 70% of those 3,000 eye injuries in 2 years happen to people over the age of 50.
All right.
Kimmy, how big is a pickleball?
I'm trying to think of something to compare it to.
It doesn't say?
Well, I mean, it says the diameter is 2.8 inches.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a diameter, you idiot. That's not...
Mm. All right.
So, Tommy.
Yeah. My eye.
We talked about when we had this initial discussion.
Yeah.
Playing pickleball, you have this massive risk now with no real payoff.
Yeah.
But you're not going to become a professional fisher.
No.
Pickleball player. And again, when we had this initial discussion, we started talking about all rec sports. Terrible time. Timmy was in the room with us, right? Mm-hmm. And he plays rec league hockey. He plays rec league softball. And he wears as little protective gear as possible when he plays, despite the fact that he always manages to hurt himself.
Yeah, and he's been hurt.
Over and over again. Yeah. Right? And whatever rec sport you play, softball, hockey, basketball, whatever, there are injury risks to all of them. And if you've played these sports, we have all witnessed some nasty stuff if it hasn't happened to you.
But you probably did that back in the day when you were a kid.
No.
But I'm saying like your memory of injuries.
Yeah.
Like when you played football and boxing and all that stuff. Now the recovery is way different.
Sure.
Getting hurt in your 50s and 60s ain't getting hurt like when you're in high school.
And that's if you can recover at all.
Yeah.
So the question we floated, I guess, was, is the fun of getting out there the older you get worth the risk that you're taking if you severely hurt yourself?
And go ahead.
Okay, no, go ahead.
Well, like, my brother does it with his powerlifting. Mm-hmm. Your dad did it with everything.
Pick up basketball. He plays pickleball,
My brother has really injured himself just lifting weights for the last 50 years. And your dad's had multiple shoulder injuries.
Yep.
And surgery. I mean, we just do it to ourselves. So, yes. But they don't stop.
They don't.
Because they want to feel young.
And that's fine. That's fine. But it was knowing the risk versus the reward. But it turns out even that question is getting out there the older you get worth the risk is stupid. Because to the guy that wrote us this letter.
Yeah, what's he saying?
It is a no-brainer.
Oh.
And it turns out we, Tommy, are bitches for even asking.
Ooh.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, calling us a couple of softies. Even though Tommy wasn't here, I'm going to insult
Subway.
You. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
Everything in life has risk. If you don't want to risk hurting yourself, then you should never get out of bed every day. And even that idea wouldn't work because in doing that, you're increasing your risk of dying sooner from not moving. I play hockey. I'm 62 years old, and my wife and kids tell me all the time I need to stop. I keep telling them no chance. If something bad happens, it happens. I stop playing hockey, walk outside tomorrow, and bam, get hit by a bus. The fun I am having is worth the risk I'm taking with my physical health. Plus, I know what I'm doing, and I know how to keep myself out of serious trouble. Guys that have motorcycles, guys that like to race their cars, guys that hunt or go boating or whatever, they need that stuff to feel like men. They need it to feel really free. You take that away, sure, they'll be safer, but will they be happy? Sincerely, Ian.
He is right. It's always men. It's men.
Oh, no. I have some aunts that are very, very indepicable.
Really?
And they've both been hurt. Wow. They wear all the braces. And if you try to say, like, why or what's the point, they're like, well, what do you mean, what's the point?
Man, look at the chicks coming up.
Yeah.
All right, so that letter, a very impassioned, well-written plea by Ian.
Because you want to feel young. You want to feel like you still got it.
Okay.
That's got to be the drive. Not like you think you're going to go on ESPN playing pickleball, but you just want to get out there and move.
It kind of becomes like you're the thing. It's something to look forward to,
I guess.
It's
your religion.
Get you out of the house. You enjoy the competitiveness of it all.
But my brother treats weightlifting like religion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you think it's all in an effort to feel like a young person.
That's what he says. Like he goes, when I'm lifting weights, I'm 70. He's 79 years old. He still does competitive powerlifting.
Okay, but then.
And he goes, it's the only time I feel young.
Okay, so to then, with your brother making that argument and the letter written by Ian here, do they have a point?
Yes, they do.
So then why do you criticize them?
Because it's fun.
Okay, he's such
But my brother has an aneurysm in his heart. He has also smaller aneurysms in his brain.
Okay.
But the doctor said it's normal to have that many aneurysms in your brain at your age. But
okay.
Factoring in the fact that you're trying to pick up massive amounts of weight, stressing those vessels.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not a doctor, but I know that much.
No, I get it. I don't know. Again, I'm not coming to you for medical advice.
I know, but all I can tell you is if you can move it, it ain't broken.
All right, look.
So, yes, I think you got to let people be, man.
Okay.
Listen, you get to a certain age, you don't think like you did 20, 30 years ago. Like you just, if I get hurt now, I don't care. I don't want to sit on a couch and watch Jeopardy.
Okay, but that's just it. It ends up boiling down to the risk versus reward you are getting when you're doing dangerous stuff. Playing sports, getting on a motorcycle, walking through the woods with a gun. Is it stupid to take those risks if it puts a smile on your face? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because here's the thing. When it comes to your brother, his kids are grown. His wife doesn't need him.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to consider those factors.
No.
Right? But if you are the primary breadwinner for your family.
That's a different story.
I mean, if you contribute socially or emotionally a huge amount to your spouse or your kids.
Yeah.
If you are going to miss something.
A job.
So financially.
Depending on what you do for work.
If you would end up needing care, those people around you would be responsible
for it. Well, now that, the care one floats all boats. Because you can make an argument, look, I'm retired, I paid the bills, the house is paid off, we're all set, I got money coming in, we're good. I'm going to go have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nobody's dependent on you.
Sure.
But if you really F yourself up and you got to go into, like, elder care.
Or they have to take care of you at home.
Or somebody's got to, like, change your diaper. Then that's a burden.
And I know this is all morbid, but these are things you do have to consider when you're arguing risk versus reward.
As you age,
And here's the thing. Look, I'm with you. I get where Ian is coming from. I get where your brother is coming from. And part of me does, like you do, agree with his take. But there is one sentence he writes here that may throw a wrench in his idea.
What's that?
Quote from the letter. The fun I am having is worth the risk I am taking with my physical health. Plus, I know what I'm doing, and I know how to keep myself out of serious trouble. Those two sentences cannot go together.
I'm in control.
Exactly.
Well, then you want to think you're in control.
Yeah. But that's it. He only thinks. Right. The reason he is not worried about hurting himself playing hockey at 62 is because he doesn't think he can hurt himself playing hockey at 62.
I know what I'm doing.
He's convinced he's got it figured out. And that is the fly in the ointment for any argument like this. Nobody ever thinks the bad stuff is going to happen to them.
I will say this, like, for all the fun I make of, like, my dad's generation and my Uncle Dom and my dad, they always stayed in their lane. They were old.
Okay. They accepted age as it came.
Yeah, my dad was not going to go start playing pickleball. My Uncle Dom, who was an athlete, the biggest thing he did was play golf and go to the horse track.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they didn't act. My parents' generation acted their age. My generation, there's no lane anymore. You could be all over the place.
I do have a question, though. Would your dad have done something like this if it was more available?
No.
But
if, like, all these rec leagues were super popular, as popular as they are now, and there was the ability for him to join a bunch of guys his age doing it.
Well, that would mean the tide had turned. Like, there was guys doing it, and there wasn't. So I don't know. But my old man was a chain smoker and a drinker.
Hmm.
I mean, my Uncle Dom liked to sit and watch sports, smoke a pipe. Now, you know what I mean? Like, go to the racetrack.
Sure.
You know, play the ponies. My dad loved to gamble. Like, they were just sedentary old. That generation coined the phrase old fart.
Okay.
And the old fart is dead.
All right, so which way is better?
I'm going to say probably my brother's going to live longer than my dad based on the fact that he's active. Even though he's banged up, he's active. I think if you move, you're going to live longer than some guy that sits on his ass.
But here's the thing. You could walk 2 miles a day. You don't have to go out.
Right.
And again, I know I'm speaking against the things I actually do because I still get punched in the face like an idiot. Yeah. And that would
Everybody's for that. We're all enjoying it.
But
you stick your face out there.
It's interesting to me, though, that you make the argument like people do this because they want to feel younger. That could be part of it. I also think there's like a drama to it all that people get addicted to they join these leagues. Like, they feel like they're now a part of like this community where like they kind of feel like they know what's going on and they can talk crap on people. It gives you like a
sense gives you a purpose of getting your ass out of the house, something to do, drama, feeling good about myself. I get to brag about what I'm doing, how good I did today.
I think you guys are also grossly underestimating, even though it's the lowest version, just simple competition for men. Yeah. Where else can I be competitive?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's always going to be, you know, a measuring contest.
252 WCMF. Folks, I'm waiting on hold patiently. It sounds like the rec sports guys have shown up.
All right, let's do it, boys.
Hate mail of the week. Ian writes us after this discussion. We discovered 2 weeks ago that eye injuries in pickleball have skyrocketed. In the last 2 years, there were around 3,000 severe eye injuries to recreational pickleball players in America. We're talking broken bones.
We're calling
blindness.
It the Sammy effect. Who can play pickleball? Didn't see it coming. Oh, my eye. Frank.
Seven people got that, and all of them are blind in one eye. 70% of those eye injuries were people over 50. But Ian writes us. He says he's 62. He plays hockey. You can't stop me. My kids try. My wife tries. You know, you take a risk every day. I get hit by a bus.
Yes.
Let's talk to Big Steve. He's on CMF. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
I just want to touch on something that Tommy said in the beginning. He was talking about a stretched vessel. Tommy should never be talking about a stretched vessel. It's not going to make creek cap, but it's damn close.
Well, I just assumed he was talking about his mom, to be honest with you.
He's probably is, but a stretched vessel is a stretched vessel. As far as the adrenaline stuff, I don't play sports. I am the laziest adrenaline junkie in the world. No, I'm not. You haven't seen me in a while. I lost 130 pounds.
He's medium, Steve.
Right, you're halfway there.
Medium's good. Anyway,
but you were saying.
I don't play sports. Well, because I'm busted up, but I do ride motorcycles and I do race cars. And it has nothing to do with competition. It's got nothing to do with being part of a team because both of them are somewhat solo things to do.
Okay.
It's about the rush. I'm 58 years old. It's you know, I'm getting up there, but in my mind, I'm still in my 20s. I need that rush.
All right, you got people in your life trying to shut it down on you, Steve?
every day. My wife, my two daughters, every time I go out, you know, I drive a Challenger. I can't go less than 100 miles an hour. The car gets pissed.
The Challenger's getting him in it.
It does. It calls me. It's like, you know, it wants to stretch my vessel.
Got to feel bad for those shocks.
All right, so, Steve, there's nothing that your family's going to be able to do to talk you out of doing this stuff.
Other than a huge sum of cash, no.
Okay. All right. But, Steve, here's the thing.
Nobody's paying your ass.
Here's the thing. And, you know, we hope that you're safe and glad that you're happy. But, like, God forbid, in a hypothetical situation, something bad happens. Like, how do you look at your family after that who's been begging you to stop?
You know what? It's assumption of the risk. Everybody knows that riding a motorcycle is inherently dangerous. Just getting on it is dangerous. Getting in my car is not dangerous. The way I drive it is. I don't know. I can't justify not doing it, and honestly, I can't justify doing it either.
Here's what I think the downstroke is.
Okay, what's
like that? Looking at it from like his wife's perspective and my sister-in-law with my brother.
Yeah.
When they get her, these tough guys want to sit on the couch and become little babies had to wait on me hand and foot and start crying.
My spoon.
Yes. They just turn into little boys who now don't feel good, and you got to feed me, and I don't want to do
that. That's kind of true. Until somebody
you're all frauds, really.
Ridiculous for you. What?
You're all a bunch of frauds. We're all a bunch of frauds.
We're not as tough as we think. Yeah. No, we're not tough.
We're little boys on the couch who got a toothache.
Yeah, we're tough until something bad happens, and we're all a bunch of soft boys, is what Tommy's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tough guy Tommy on the couch there. Probably can't even reach a motorcycle to get on it.
Well, no, he's ridden bitch several times.
Many, many bitch miles.
Joe T's boobs still have his handprints in there.
I have to get a step stool to get my daughter on the back of the bike, too. So I get it, Tommy. It's all right.
Steve, stay safe out there, for God's sakes, will you?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There goes Steve. I don't think Steve likes this.
Right. No. It is funny. Any injury that happens, it's like the end of the world.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's the problem. And I want everyone to think about this, because I'm not going to tell you to stop, because I do the same thing, even though I know logically it's a dumb thing to do, right? Like we said, no one thinks the bad stuff's ever going to happen to them.
True.
We tend to have this idea with everything in life that bad things happen to people for a reason. They get robbed because they flash.
Mm.
They get assaulted because they said something, right? Their house catches on fire because you didn't check the wiring. Me? I would never fill in the blank.
I'm careful.
Yes, something that would totally happen.
It's not my fault.
But the fact of the matter is bad random things happen.
That is life.
And in fact, that was Ian's argument up front. He could stop playing hockey and be hit by a bus, right? And I don't know what the right answer is here. Maybe the smarter thing to do if you have a hobby that carries risk is not to think about the risk that comes with it. Go and have fun and let your chips fall. But if the people in your life bring up the risk and how worried they are about
you. And
they
got to deal with it.
And you can't brush them off. You do have to address that because it's a legitimate worry.
But they don't.
But they're only saying this to you because they love you.
Yes.
Right?
They do.
If your wife is like, go get on three motorcycles at once, she wants your life insurance policy.
But guys just hear it as nagging. Mm. That's all they hear. She's just being a nag.
No, you're right.
Even though she's giving you good advice.
Yes.
But she's stopping me from what I want to do.
Sure. Yeah, which is the art of the nag.
I have a question, though.
Sure.
If you went on and let's say she didn't say a word, bothered her, but she never said a word about you doing your thing. Now you get hurt. Well, why did you let me do that? Why didn't you stop me? Why didn't you? If you knew there were risks involved, why didn't you say something?
I would not have the balls to look at my wife if something happened to me with hockey.
Good, you
or
shouldn't.
Boxing. Well, no, because. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the least surprising study of the year.
Oh.
The only reason you'd even consider anything like this would be out of absolute necessity right now.
Mm.
And you have to wonder, of the people in our area who have pulled this move, how many today might regret the decision they made? You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, we told you about a study done by ESL Federal Credit Union that showed which towns people in the greater Rochester area wanted to live in.
Yeah.
Pittsford, Webster, and Penfield in that order. Mm. Although all three were pretty close.
It was tight.
At number one, two, and three. Well, that same study this morning has given us a little more home buying information.
What are they saying now?
So folks in this same study were asked if they were planning on moving anytime soon. And the resounding answer, no!
Well, how could you move when you can't, nothing to buy?
How can you move when there's nothing to buy? How can you move when there's nothing to buy? Well, Tommy, if there's nothing to buy, that means there's also people moving.
Yeah, but if I sell my house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where am I going?
No, I understand, but this is kind of a weird catch-22.
Yeah.
Because there's no homes to buy because people are trying to buy up homes, but those people trying to buy up homes have to be moving.
So it's gridlock.
I don't understand.
It's a deadlock.
So,
well, they could be moving from apartments.
Oh, good call.
You know what I mean?
But that would also be moving. It doesn't say, are you planning on moving from your house?
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
So 60% of people who responded to this study said they were not even considering moving right now.
Yeah.
Like, forget about it. Of the people that said they were looking to move, about half of those people said they only wanted to move if they could downsize. So that's
older people.
That's
then.
What it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
So in this study, only about a quarter of people in our area want to move to a home they think would be bigger and better than what they have now.
So that's guys your age, or maybe a little younger.
Maybe.
Like, going from a starter house to a bigger house because you outgrow your house because you got kids now.
Or you're going from a town home or apartment to like your first home.
All right. So you're popping your cherry.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. Is this study surprising to you at all?
No.
Not at all. Kimmy, is this surprising to you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because, look, you're right. Unless you came into massive amounts of money or you've got five kids in a two-bedroom house right now, it is insane to try and move.
Right.
There is make what you have work.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no benefit to going anywhere.
You can't upgrade because you ain't got the bank. Because you, if you sell your house, you got enough money to go buy that same house.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're going.
Right.
Right. And again, you could end up in a bidding war in the same kind of house, and that house just gets jacked the price up.
Like all the houses that sell in my neighborhood is because the folks checked out. That's the only place you're selling.
To your point, like that's where we've seen a lot of turnover in neighborhoods around
they're
Rochester.
80s and 90-year-old
and not so
people.
Much that they're passing away, but they're maybe moving on to like retirement homes and things.
Well, you're
like
going
that.
To hospice.
You said checked out. You didn't have to say it.
What?
Monster? Why?
That monster is life.
Why do you always say the worst possible
thing? The last three homes, the people croaked. I mean, you knew they were on their way out. They're in their 90s, you know? God bless them. Hey, guy got 90 years of free air. Thank you.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
You're not Kimmy. Mm-hmm. We're also at the point where you don't even know how long it would take for you to get a new home. Like, do you have 2 to 3 years to be outbid over and over and over again while you're looking for that place to go live in? At that point, how old are your kids that you're trying to put a roof over? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of variables going in here.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the people I know who, let's say they bought a home, not really expecting to have a family in that home, but, you know, the world changed and, like, again, I guess, where are you upgrading to? So they've kind of put sunk money into the home that they're in to try to make it work the best they
can.
The
remodel.
Yes. Yeah. All right, but the most interesting part of this study, again, it is not surprising that 60% of Rochesterians are not even thinking about moving. It's not surprising of the people that are moving, half of them say they're only moving if they are downsizing to go to something smaller. What is interesting, however, when asked the biggest motivation for a potential move, it was not Dreamtown, it was not cachet or more space. 55% of people asked said if they were to move, it would be to go closer to friends and family.
God, I don't get it.
That was the biggest motivator to
go. So it's all Italians. I want to be closer to Ma.
But we just talked about the stress of buying a home, right? All the variables. The biggest motivator to go through all of that is to get closer to friends and family.
And it's the biggest mistake you'll ever make in your life. I'm going to tell you, bro.
Unless you need the help. Like, let's say you have little ones or something. I mean, I could...
I get it, but that's
not what... No, you don't get it. You don't... Don't lie.
All right, can I tell you a little story real quick?
I would love to hear a story.
Let's say you're going to your friends and family's homes all the time already.
They're a pest.
Or they come to you.
What? Then, pest at the door.
There are people that enjoy... friends and
no, they
family.
Don't. They don't. They fake it. Let me tell you a little story.
They're all faking it.
1969, my father.
Miracle Mets, Kimmy.
Miracle Mets. The Jets win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So my father sells his house in New Jersey and retires, and we move to South Florida.
Tom Seaver bought that house.
Yeah. How about that? She doesn't know who Tom Seaver is.
Tommy Clark, that was a good one.
Good friends. So he moves about. So then my grandmother... And all the Italians decided they want to move to be with family. So they all moved down eventually. So within 6 or 7 years, all of them moved down, and they all end up in this same condominium area so they could be closer to each other.
Okay.
By the end of their lives, they hated each other. And I don't mean, like, not get along. My father would openly talk crap on my uncle while he is sitting at his table. Like, this idea, this friends and family are all going to get this kumbaya moment. You're going to drive each other crazy.
All right.
Do you never make a move.
But they keep doing it, so there must be something to it.
Never make a move for family.
I disagree
with you. It's the worst financial move you'll ever make.
Oh, my God.
Never let family motivate you.
I disagree with you, and here's why. I live in Henrietta.
I don't see you around your family.
No, my
He's around his family all the time.
Literally, my family was literally with us.
His nieces and nephews are always at his house.
Father rolls in.
Oh, yeah, but he's not near us, thank God. Both my sisters live down the street from me.
Yeah.
We moved from, I moved from Gates eventually into Henrietta. We bought the house there. My sister Megan has a place in Henrietta. My sister Katie has a place in Henrietta. And my youngest daughter and her oldest, or her middle daughter, they're the bestest of friends. We see the kids all the time.
Okay.
It's great.
Can I give you a little future?
Please.
This is going to be your future.
Please.
I will not be around for it due to my age.
Thank God.
Once these children grow up, you will all.
You will
talk crap on them. You'll hate them.
No,
they will hate you.
No, I won't.
You will drive each other crazy.
By the way, the crap I talk on my sister, I talk right to her face.
It will get. You don't think that's going
to
get old?
I say right to her face.
It's funny because I've only been to Pat's house like a handful of times, but every time I'm there, somebody in your family is also there.
Yeah.
They basically live at your house.
We always have family over all the time.
I'm just telling you, it'll collapse.
Okay.
I don't know.
A dick.
It's funny because as somebody who, I didn't have any first cousins that like lived in the state of New York. And as a kid, I was always so envious of the families that just always had their everybody around all the time because it just looked like so much fun. Isaac, from a kid's perspective.
Sure.
But I don't know. I feel like those people grew up and did the same thing.
Like, my brother tried to go all Jeffersons, right? Like, he had a house in Greece with his wife, right? And they moved out to, like,
Moving
Penfield.
On up,
yeah, exactly. And, like, they're a full, like, 35 minutes away now. And we do the best we can to see him when we can. But, like, it sucks because, like, now it's like a production to have to go see Ryan or have Ryan to come over to our house.
You guys all got to move to Florida together.
No, I'm not going to Florida.
No, we're going to Naples.
We started this discussion. that study we got yesterday from ESL Federal Credit Union. New information says that 60% of the people in the greater Rochester area are not even thinking about moving right now. Of the people that are thinking of moving, half of them say they would only move to downsize. But the most interesting part of this study, 55% of people asked if they were to move, it would only be to get closer to friends and family. Nate writes us on Instagram, Duffy NWCMF. He says, I'm a realtor.
Ooh, I sell promises.
But also in my early 20s, trying to find a
He's a realtor in his 20s.
Everybody's a realtor now. Kimmy's a realtor. He says, I'm trying to find a first home for my wife and I. We wrote an offer on a 3-bed, 1.5-bath, split level in a neighborhood in Gates. Nothing special but a cute first home listed at $165K. Our offer was $205K. 28 offers in total. You want to guess what it sold for?
I'm going to say close to 3.
Kimmy?
$250,000
$305,000.
God damn, we started at a 180?
160.
160? Well, I don't remember every goddamn number. You say it too fast.
165 in gates. It went for $305,000. Bro. Holy
and
he obviously
didn't pull the trigger on that.
And again, well, like not, and it's not like he looked at it and was like, "This is my dream home." You know what I mean?
Starter
it's not
house,
like what
said.
You thought you were going to get for that price.
Yeah. $300,000. That's your house forever. I'm never leaving that house.
Yeah.
Troy writes us on Instagram. Bought a 3-bedroom house in Gates in 2021. My wife wants to upgrade to somewhere newer with more space with the market now. We are stuck in Gates next to the sweet cookie smelling Wegmans Bakery. Could be worse, Troy.
All right.
Could be worse. Although I would get very fat living there.
Mm.
Walking distance to the Wegmans Bakery.
To the cookies?
Oh, wait. Is that like the bakery that sells the cookies or like the Brooks Ave Bakery?
I don't know.
Because then I get arrested for breaking in.
Oh, where they actually bake the stuff? Like the factory?
I don't know. Is there a factory?
Oh.
I thought they baked them all there.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
No, you do know because you talked to all the Wegmans people. What are they doing over there, you son of a bitch? No, look. I mean, I guess it all depends on your family. Because I am in a I'm at a point with my family.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Where we can just openly talk to each other about what annoys one another about each other, right? And that's great.
Yeah, it is.
It makes the relationship awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to talk crap behind my brother's sister's back.
Yeah.
You know? So I enjoy it. It's fun. And the older I get, the more I cherish the relationship I have with my siblings.
Mm. All right. Well, then you're in a good spot.
Shut up. I mean, Kimmy, you're not. Would you prefer your brother being closer to you?
Oh, I think it makes life easier for sure. Because
she wants the free eggs.
I don't know.
Guy raises chickens.
He does have chickens and cool stuff.
You got a hungry husband.
One of my favorite board games.
Hungry husband. Lost a hand in that game.
That's what he was doing at the tailgate the other day. Where'd the mac and cheese go?
Yeah, you got to watch him inhale for 2 straight days.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, sure. I forgot what the question was.
Would you like your brother being closer?
Yeah,
180,000.
I do like my family being close, but like I couldn't do like walking distance close. You know how like
Italian
there are some
close.
People that live like in the same neighborhood close.
That's Italian.
Like that would be a little too much for me. Like I'm fine living in the same town next door, you know, but yeah, I'm not walking over to your house and knocking on your door.
No, I think I'm at a point where I would like
really?
The ability for my siblings to walk over. I could walk over to there.
Man, I like them all spread out. I do.
You're a bad person.
No, I'm not a bad person.
No,
I'll come visit you once every 5 years.
I'll come visit you when you got a free guest house for me to live in on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, they say you pay for the sins of your father.
Yes, you do.
You're also responsible for the success that they've had.
Mm.
And when you follow in their footsteps, there's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
And I would argue there is no kid under more pressure in America right now than this kid just down the thruway.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a new big man on campus at Syracuse University.
Okay.
Do you know this story?
I do not.
Okay. So, Kimmy, would you argue, and I know I'm going to get into debate with some old heads and everything.
Who's the greatest basketball player?
The greatest basketball player in Syracuse basketball history is arguably Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, he's the biggest name.
For the time that he spent there and what he was able to accomplish.
He's donated to the school. I mean, he has buildings with his name on it. So I would argue for that university. Yes, he's had probably one of the biggest impacts of those athletes.
Okay. So his son is a freshman at Syracuse.
Little Mello.
His name is Kian? Kian? Kian?
Kian?
Kian?
Like the pepper? Like
it's K-I-Y-A-N. Kian Anthony.
Right.
Kian Anthony. This year is his first season on the Syracuse basketball team. Earlier this week in their season opener, they took on the University of Binghamton Bearcats.
Big program.
Well, you start low and you
can you get any lower?
It's like preseason. They always
do
this.
I know. They find the chump team.
Such a dick. It gives those kids from Binghamton a chance to play in, like, you know,
under lights.
They get all excited. Such a dick.
I know.
Well, man, you can do this thing indoors.
But sometimes you see these big upsets early in the season.
Very
that's
rare.
huge for those teams.
Very rare.
It happens with Syracuse every once in a while. Yeah. Anyway, it was at the Dome on Monday night.
Crushola.
His mother, by the way, Lala, you remember from MTV?
Yep.
She was sitting courtside watching her son.
That's pretty cool.
So Anthony was just going to be coming off the bench. No pressure, right? Well, the guard ahead of him got hurt.
Oh.
Okay.
So Anthony.
Time to step up, kid.
Yep. Thrown in 3 minutes into his first ever game.
Yeah.
In Syracuse. And the kid performed great.
Okay.
6 of 10 from the field, 15 points. 3 assists and no turnovers in 28 minutes. Like, that's freshman.
That's the first game.
First game as a college basketball freshman. He played fantastic. And it's a storybook situation for Syracuse Orange basketball fans. One of the best players in program history sends his son to rescue a team that has been rudderless for, what, the last seven seasons? By the way, the younger Anthony, also a legit star of the social media game. He's got over 1 million followers on multiple platforms.
Well, that'll help him.
Some money.
Kid's a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. So, great first game. Celebrity mom on the sideline wearing your jersey, cheering you on. Your dad is a legend of Syracuse. Mm-hmm. Tommy, do you want to be this kid right now?
I mean, it's so hard because you're following a great headliner. It rarely works, right?
I'm trying to think of sons that outperformed.
Well, you just had, like, LeBron and his kids.
Oh, yeah, Bronny, yeah.
Didn't happen. Right, well, for a kid. You're not going to be LeBron.
Well, okay, nobody's going to be LeBron.
Right? Now Tiger Woods' kid is playing golf.
Yeah,
but like to hit those numbers. It's insane.
Okay, but you're also naming like the greatest.
These are the only guys you care about.
But Carmelo Anthony's not LeBron.
No, I understand that. But can you think of the last time so take the big names out of it. Where the kid outperformed the father was a pro.
Steph Curry?
Yeah,
he's better than
Thompson. Dell. Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay.
His dad played in the NBA.
But it's a handful.
No, you're right. I agree with you that most of the time it's not going to happen. What sucks is Steph Curry didn't go to college where Dell Curry went, right?
Like, oh, Klay I see. Thompson like, didn't following follow his, the same exact footsteps.
And look at Arch Manning right now in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, you're following three legends.
Yeah.
But not your dad.
But he's being compared to his uncles and his grandfather.
Well, that's all you're going to be compared to. And the only reason his dad isn't, he got injured.
Yeah, Cooper, they always say Cooper was the best athlete out of the three of them. Exactly. Now, I don't know, because, like, on one hand, like, you're being welcomed in immediately as, like, you're one of us.
Yeah.
You don't have to prove yourself.
And you're in a little bit because of the name.
Exactly. But, on the other hand, if you are not as successful as your old man, there are going to be dicks that are like, well, what's the point?
Right, immediately.
What's the point?
And they're not wrong.
Well, here's the thing, though. I would also argue that Carmelo walked into a different situation. Like, he walked into a perennial champion Syracuse basketball team. They were a powerhouse in the Big East at the time. You had Jerry McNamara there. I mean, think of all
these.
Unless
perform.
That kid brings them a national championship.
That's a lot of,
a lot of a kid. Like, you're going to carry the team like Larry Bird.
It's not going to happen, right? I mean, even the team that Melo was on, right? Like, you had Akeem Warwick, you had, Jerry McNamara, you had other guys on that team.
You had
that were
Boeheim at the top of his game.
Picking
at the
his
time.
Nose, peeing his pants.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Coaching basketball.
Picking and a peeing. Peeing and a
picking.
Look at them pants.
All right.
I do feel bad. I think it's an impossible test for most kids.
Would you have judged them for going to another college?
No.
No?
Just to get the limelight off of you. So you have a chance to be your own person.
Yeah.
I think if you're just going to constantly be compared to your dad, That's going to be tough for a kid.
Well, and here's the thing. The only national championship at Syracuse was won by his dad leading that team. I mean, every time you look up at the rafters, there's
Wait, that's the only championship they've ever...
They've been into the Final Four four times?
They've been. I mean, they've been in the mix. They just...
They've only won
one
national championship?
Yeah, that's Boeheim's only national championship.
Oh, I thought he had more than that.
No, that was the big knock on him is he couldn't win the big game. Yeah. Melo did it. Then they went to a Final Four one more time, and he was all done.
Wow. Damn.
But, like, when you look up in those rafters, not only do you see the one national championship that your dad was responsible for, he can't even wear his dad's number because they retired. And I would also...
I wouldn't want to, though, right? Wouldn't you want your own number?
Because you kind of lose your own identity.
Yeah.
Now you just become so-and-so's son.
Yeah, but it is. I do find it romantic when sons wear their dad's numbers. I don't know why. I find it very romantic. Oh. Also, it saves me money if I'm a fan of that team. Because I don't have to buy another. Like Frank Gore Jr., for example. Wore his dad's number.
Okay.
Right? If I had a Frank Gore jersey, well, now I don't have to buy a new one. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to a man who knows a lot about greatness.
Okay.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, I got two father-son duos for you. Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr.
All right, so a bunch of people wrote us on Instagram. Chris said that. So Griffey Jr. definitely better than his old man.
Yes, and Vlad Sr. and Vlad Jr.
That's a debate right now because Vladimir Guerrero Jr. just was in the World Series with the Jays, right? Would have won the MVP had they won the World Series. His father, Baseball Hall of Famer, never won a World Series as a player. I mean, he's not better than his old man yet, Ben.
Right, and he still got a ways to go.
And he was being compared to his old man the entire series on national television.
I mean, he doesn't have the highlights where he's hitting home runs off of bounce balls in the dirt.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Barry and Bobby Bonds.
Barry Bonds, better ball player than his dad. Although old heads would argue that one, too.
Well, they played a game differently.
His dad didn't just hit home runs. He was a 4-tool ball player.
We didn't lift weights and have steroids.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy.
Cocaine wasn't a thing back then.
It is funny, too, right?
What?
Like, you know, there are still these guys that exist. They're like, you know, if one or two things would have went a different way, politics didn't happen.
If the rules were different.
I could have made the pros. The amount of professional athletes whose children make the show shows you how important genetics are in this whole
thing. Right? Like, and some of them, I mean, some of the professional athletes, especially like you'll see it in the Olympics a lot, like both of their parents were were like Division I athletes.
But they had to be
like they
built
had
like
two
that.
Sets of people or two people that both contributed to that, not even just one.
You remember Yao Ming, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a conspiracy theory. For those who are too young for Yao Ming was a 7-foot Chinese basketball player who had his most formative years in America with the Houston Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Great ball player.
Yeah.
And, you know, Battle Check, God, I remember. I loved watching those games when I was a kid. There is a conspiracy theory, because both of Yao Ming's parents were Olympic champions, that the Chinese government arranged them together to have a child.
To produce a super
Yao
child.
Ming. Yes, exactly. To create a super athlete. Yao Ming now the like head of sport for the Chinese government.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Look at that.
Because he was also kind of on loan to us.
Yes, they loaned.
Almost like a panda. Because once his career was over, he was obligated to go back to China.
Yes. They called it Yao diplomacy.
Yeah, so like he had to go back there and do that.
Do you remember the commercial he did with Yogi Berra?
Yes.
Yo, Yao.
Yeah,
yo, Yao. All right, let's take a break. By the way, I will say this. When it comes to Syracuse basketball, the way things have gone the last couple of years,
I had a lot of turn. A new coach, everything. Yeah.
I've had no interest in it. Like, I would pop it on if I was sitting down. It was an appointment watching for me. The fact that Melo's kid is there.
Got
to
take it out.
I will be going out of my way to watching Syracuse
basketball. Well, yeah, I mean, you want to see him compete now against actual competitive teams.
Well, yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Well, no, they're gonna get there.
Oh yeah.
I don't understand why you have a problem.
See what you got, kid.
They got every NCAA basketball team plays tune-up games. Like even Binghamton's gonna go play some D2 school at their house.
Man, you really low.
It does suck. There does have to be the worst D3 basketball team in America. Who do they tune up against?
Maybe they just scrimmage themselves.
Oh yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller,
the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.